Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Morning, happy Tuesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program, and hope it's starting off well for you. A little bit warmer, so at least there's that. As Phil mentioned, though, rain in this forecast, but warmer temperatures, so maybe you don't have to run the heat as much, but you're probably not getting out and looking at Christmas lights over the next couple of nights. So, we have a lot that we can discuss today. Of course, we will take your phone calls at 508-996-0500. Your app chat messages and your open line voicemails on the WBSM app. As I'm sitting here, the Channel 6 News, or Channel 12 News, Channel 12 is still on in here, is talking about the new commercial street development that's going to be having a ribbon cutting today in New Bedford. It's kind of hard because the stuff they put on the screen, then the closed captioning comes over it, and that's far behind. So it's not the best way to try to bring you information. But anyway, the city did put out a release about that yesterday. There's a lot that we can discuss today, and today it's... I think my main focus is going to be, or at least, you know, part of it is going to be on a tale of two businesses, two really interesting business stories, business related stories that popped up yesterday. So while we were on the air doing the program yesterday morning, Kinfolk's Barbecue, which if you've never had Kinfolk's Barbecue in Taunton, it's very, very good. It's hugely popular. They went from being a food truck on the side of Route 44 to getting their own location in the area of the old dog track in Taunton. Not the Raynham-Taunton dog track, but the one that's kind of on the other side of town. And I forget what it is now, but it's the building is still there, or the property is still there, but it's not the same anymore. There used to be a flea market there for many, many years. My family had a table there selling stuff every weekend. So I spent a lot of time over in that area. But that's where the Kinfolk's Barbecue location is in Taunton. And because it's so popular, earlier this year they were looking for a second location. And they were trying to get a location in Fall River, but things fell through with that. They ended up getting a spot in Seekonk. And I'm assuming because they're already in a D'Angelo property in Taunton that they were working with D'Angelo Properties to try to find another location. D'Angelo Real Estate, D'Angelo Properties, that's literally the real estate arm of the same company that makes the sandwiches. So back in the, I don't know when they expanded, probably the 70s, 80s, but D'Angelo was... Like, if you think Subway and So, I mean, nobody was as aggressive as Subway when Subway was pushing out in the 90s. But if you think there's a lot of Subways, if you think there's a lot of Jersey Mike's popping up, you know, that was nothing compared to how D'Angelo used to dot the landscape when there were very few sandwich choices back in those days around here. And so they started a branch of the company that was responsible for the real estate. And so that's who Ken Folks leases from. And so they moved into a D'Angelo property in Seekonk. It's called Seekonk Plaza. And there's a D'Angelo there. There's a Town Fair Tire there. And there's also a Buffalo Wild Wings there. And Ken Folks in Seekonk is known as Ken Folks Fried Chicken and Barbecue. Apparently, there's some sort of clause in their lease that allowed for Buffalo Wild Wings to, and again, I haven't heard back from Buffalo Wild Wings. I haven't heard back from Ken Folks. So what you can read at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app is what I've been told, what was written in the Facebook post by Ken Folks Barbecue yesterday morning, announcing that they'd be closing their Seekonk location at the end of the month. And what I could gather just from, you know, online and following along with the story is they were looking for another location and things of that nature. So I don't know the specifics of the lease. I don't know whether or not this was something that Ken Folks had a lawyer go over first, or if this was something that was a surprise. I don't know all those details yet. But apparently, the Ken Folks. Oh, thanks, Bob. Bob in New Bedford says that the old Taunton dog track is now the Mannheim Auto Auction. Oh yeah, no, I've seen their steamrollers. Right? No, I'm kidding. But, well, I'm kidding about the steamrollers, but it's Mannheim Auto Auction. So they, I don't know if they read the lease, if this was in the lease. I don't know those details. But what I do know is because of Buffalo Wild Wings being there, Ken Folks can no longer offer fried chicken. Well, it says, you know, we can't offer our fried food, so I'm assuming fried chicken is the issue. I don't know that Buffalo Wild Wings would have an issue, you know, if Ken Folks is serving, say, French fries or tater tots. I'm going to guess it's the chicken that is the issue. You know, maybe they want to get into the minutia of it and they don't like the fact that they might both have fried pickles. I don't know. I don't know if they both do. I've been to Buffalo Wild Wings once and I got it delivered once and I was not impressed either time. It was like the very basic chicken wings to me. Like I was not impressed. I've had better chicken wings in a lot of locations around the South Coast that I would certainly go to, you know, Rose Alley or Sixes and Sevens or something before I'd go to Buffalo Wild Wings. And maybe if there's a sauce I wanted to try or something, but it just didn't impress me. It reminded me, and this is no offense to Stop and Shop, but it reminded me of like the buffalo wings you get at Stop and Shop in the big container for $5. Except it was $15. Anyway. So now Ken Folks can't have fried food because Buffalo Wild Wings is flexing its wings. According to what Ken Folks posted. And so that's brought up the question, is that even legal? Can one business prevent another business from offering a product because they're in close proximity? And I'm not a real estate lawyer. I'm not a commercial lawyer. My guess would be that if it's an agreed upon provision by both parties, it can go into the lease agreement. But it's not like this is Buffalo Wild Wings, not D'Angelo Properties saying this. So can another tenant flex that over another tenant? And should they? The wings that Buffalo Wild Wings offers and the fried chicken that Kinfolks offers are two completely different kinds of chicken. Now, Buffalo Wild Wings is serving small wings, flats and drums, you know? Kinfolks is serving like big pieces of fried chicken, like you would have at grandma's house. But what a bad look for Buffalo Wild Wings. And in fact, this has led to a boycott Buffalo Wild Wings movement on social media. Now, granted, you know, it's a small group of people that, relatively small, you know, compared to the reach of Buffalo Wild Wings, that knows about Kinfolks, but people are outraged about this. And this is a bad PR move. And you know how I know it's a bad PR move? Because I didn't even hear back from Buffalo Wild Wings corporate, from their media relations team, when I sent them an email yesterday. I would have expected to have gotten an email back that said, "Hey, Tim, great to hear from you. Thanks for reaching out to B-Dubs. We're not aware of all the details of the situation, so give us a day or two to look into it, and we'll get back to you, okay?" And then I'd say, "All right, I'm still going to publish what they wrote because that's newsworthy in and of itself of the fact that they're going to close December 31st, the Seekonk location, and I've got to give the explanation why." And then I can always update the original story or write a second story or both. But I didn't even hear that from Buffalo Wild Wings. So my guess is maybe they're looking at the situation and saying, "What did we step in here?" Because they're trying to, you know, their marketing is trying to portray themselves as like the cool hangout spot, you know, like, "Hey, we're B-Dubs, man. Like, we're not like, you know, some stuff. This is a place where you can come and hang out and relax. We're cool." And then you're going to do the most uncool thing and try to say that a restaurant can't offer the same type of food. Now, this isn't like if there was a Chinese restaurant in a plaza and then another Chinese restaurant opened up in the same plaza. That would be weird and awkward. This isn't like if Pizza Hut was at one end of a plaza and Papa Gino's was at the other. This is like if there were two restaurants side by side and they both had chicken on the menu. That's why I don't understand why this can even be a thing. And if it is a thing, if it is something that was put into the lease, is it enforceable? I mean, I don't know if there's more to the story, you know, because I didn't hear from Kinfolks either. And you never know in a situation like this. There could be more to the story. And I'm not saying this is the case, but this has happened before where, you know, a restaurant closes because things aren't good and they find a scapegoat to use as the reason why. So that could be what's going on here. I don't know that it is, and I don't have any reason to believe that it is. But I've seen that happen before. So this, to me, just is ridiculous. Then there's another ridiculous story. And well, I shouldn't say ridiculous. This one was just a little bit more of a, oh gosh, forgive me for using the term, head scratcher. But in Middleborough, There are two businesses that are not similar, but kind of similar, at either end of a building in downtown Middleborough. One is a hair salon, New Concepts Hair Salon, and the other is a lice clinic. Now, I was not aware that lice was a big enough problem that there could be a clinic that operates on a daily basis offering lice treatments. This facility offers a 60-minute one-time lice treatment that gets rid of lice and all the eggs in one shot. So instead of spending days or weeks, you know, using the shampoo every night and hoping they go away and keeping the kids out of school and all that, they can just go there, have one treatment, and be done with it. And I spoke to the owner yesterday, and she, you know, had, she wanted to clear up a lot of misconceptions that people have about lice. And we have that in the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. It's, you know, it's basically, you know, people have a stigma associated with it that that shouldn't be there. It's just something that happens. They even say when you're on hold, when you call over there, you know, they give you lice facts. And one of them is people assume that if you have lice that you're dirty, but lice prefer a clean host. But what's going on is people are walking into the hair salon thinking that that's the lice clinic. And it's become an annoyance for the people at the hair salon. So yesterday, the owner of the hair salon took her sidewalk sign and wrote, "This is not the lice place. Lice removal this way," with an arrow pointing to the Lice Clinic of America. And she says she has implored them to put better signage up. The lice clinic says, it says LCA on the door. They have pictures of kids in the window. But that landlords don't like it when you put lice clinic signs up, because then other businesses are afraid that people are going to walk into their business with lice, even though lice don't jump from body to body. They don't jump, they don't fly. You have to have head-to-head contact. So the woman who owns the hair salon, you know, didn't say, "I've got people with lice coming into my hair salon," and that's not good considering the business that I'm in. She didn't say that. She just said she's getting tired of people coming in there and thinking that that's the lice clinic, and then she has to take time out of what she's doing to direct people. So, needless to say, things have gotten pretty hairy over there. Pun completely intended. You can read about that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, and we can talk more about it. But should there be limits, considerations to one business being close to another business? I mean, the fast food industry has thrived upon the idea that if you've got a McDonald's, you've got a Burger King across the street. You've got a Wendy's around the corner. And they're all doing fine. They're all serving burgers. They all have their own way of doing it. And nobody's trying to put the other one out of business. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Right now, though, I've got to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments.
Make it all too clear. I need you so.
back in. It's time to go to now into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
The United Healthcare CEO killing suspect caught in Pennsylvania. Republicans show support for Trump's defense secretary pick. And how to handle those holiday blues.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The suspect in the United Healthcare CEO killing is facing multiple charges. Luigi Mangione was apprehended in Altoona, Pennsylvania Monday at a McDonald's for the shooting death of Brian Thompson on December 4th on a New York City sidewalk. Mangione was charged in Pennsylvania with five counts, including one felony count of forgery and one felony count of carrying a firearm without a license, along with three misdemeanor charges. New York City's mayor, a former subway cop, is weighing in on the Daniel Penny chokehold verdict. The jury took just 90 minutes Monday to find the Marine veteran not guilty of criminally negligent homicide after the judge dismissed the manslaughter charge last Friday when jurors said they were hopelessly deadlocked. Mayor Eric Adams was quick to react, saying, quote, "The jury made their decision. Like the DA, I respect the process." Republicans are rallying support for President-elect Trump's pick for defense secretary. Congressman Chip Roy of Texas says that former Fox News host Pete Hegseth is the right man for the job. He chastised his fellow Republicans who refused to support the incoming administration. President Biden is designating a new national monument focused on Indian boarding schools at the campus of a former flagship facility. Biden declared the monument at the Carlisle Indian Industrial School in Pennsylvania, which Biden says is about giving proper recognition to the historical record. The school was established in the late 1800s, with roughly 8,000 children forced to attend over the first 4 years. A new report shows the number of men who've developed breast cancer while living or working near Ground Zero has skyrocketed. The CDC report says at least 91 men in the World Trade Center Health Program have been diagnosed with breast cancer to date. That's six times the number first reported in 2018 and 90 times higher than the national average. Jay-Z is filing a motion to dismiss a civil lawsuit accusing him of allegedly raping a 13-year-old girl in 2000 with Sean Diddy Combs. The accuser said the assault took place after she was driven to an MTV Video Music Awards after party. In a statement, Jay-Z denied the allegations, and the rapper said his lawyer was sent a blackmail attempt in an effort to settle out of court. And there's pressure this time of year to be happy. But for many, Christmas time brings the holiday blues. Counselors say seasonal depression can show up in many different ways. And if you're not feeling the spirit, it's important to know that you're not alone. The best thing to do, experts say, is to talk it out. Studies show that voicing your feelings can help those who are facing depression. Additionally, it's important to get some rest and eat right.
WBSM Sports.
Tonight, the Boston Bruins are in Winnipeg to play the Jets. Puck drops at 8. Celtics and Detroit Pistons at TD Garden on Thursday. And the New England Patriots hit the road off to Arizona to play the Cardinals on Sunday. We'll have the game for you here on WBSM.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
More unsettled weather in your forecast for today here on the South Coast. After a rainy Monday, still overcast and a bit wet today, drizzle possible. And we've got a bigger storm moving in on Wednesday, which will bring with it widespread rain and wind, especially along the coastline. Your high today, 45 degrees, a low of 41 this evening. A high of 62 degrees on Wednesday. Sun returns on Thursday, temperature around 40. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Oh,
Welcome back. And that is, of course, Phil Collins, who was the unlikeliest of MTV stars, but was all over the place back when No Jacket Required came out. What was it? Face Value, No Jacket Required. But Seriously. Hello, I Must Be Going. And they did, if you remember, like all of those Phil Collins albums, because Face Value started off with his face. So they just kept putting his face on the album covers, like just big Phil Collins head. And I think it was like 2015, 2016, they did remasters of those albums. And then they updated Phil Collins' face to what he looked like then. And I got to see Genesis a couple of years ago in concert. Lifelong dream to see Genesis. And I like 80s Genesis. I don't like 70s prog rock Genesis. I some of that's a little bit much for me. But I like, you know, the 80s moved into pop Genesis. And he still sounded great, even though he was, you know, in a wheelchair, couldn't move. They would wheel him onto the stage, and then he would sit in a chair throughout the show. But it was still fantastic seeing them live. Something I'd wanted to do since the 80s. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Speaking of going to see live music, all this week we are giving away tickets to see Earth, Wind, and Fire. Talk about another legendary group who are going to be performing at Mohegan Sun on December 18th. And if you would like to go see Earth, Wind, and Fire for free, you can enter to win at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Super easy to do. You just go to the page and you enter in your information, and then that enters you into the drawing. And if you are a winner, Casey will send you an email, and you just sign something virtually, and then she can send you your tickets virtually. It's that easy. You'll be on your way to seeing Earth, Wind, and Fire, and you can be the shining star. So again, just go to WBSM.com or the WBSM app to enter, and it's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy and where you can get great gifts for the holiday season. Easiest one, of course, is getting a Stevie's Wine and Spirits gift card. But, you know, if you're going to give a gift card, you want to give a little something else, right? They also have some great ornaments that are made, that are there, that are benefiting, the sales of which are benefiting the Fairhaven Veterans Center. So you can get a nice little gift to give someone while also helping local veterans. All at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. And I think that, you know, if you're going to go to see Earth, Wind, and Fire, if you win those tickets, it's a Wednesday night, the show. If you can get away with taking, you probably got some time off still left at the end of the year here that you haven't used. If you can get away with taking the next day off, stay up there, right? Go to Stevie's first. Get yourself some supplies. Get yourself a room at Mohegan Sun. Why not? You didn't pay for the concert tickets. And treat yourself. It's been a hard year. 2024 has been a rough one. You deserve to celebrate a little bit. Have a little bit of fun. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do. I've still got time off to take. I'm not going to take days off. So I'll let you in on a little secret. In a couple weeks, there's going to be hardly anybody here. And that's kind of my favorite time of year, because I can come in and do all kinds of stuff without having to deal with a whole bunch of other distractions and other things going on. One of the things that I'm in the process of doing is expanding my office. I want to come in and paint the space that I'm going to be moving into. Get everything ready to go. Take everything off my walls, paint those walls so it all matches, and then I think they're going to come in and take down the wall between them. But, you know, if I'm going to start painting, I don't want to get distracted and pulled away for things. And I'm somebody that will put off doing things like that for a long time. And then when I finally do it, I've got to get it done. You know, I think I've told this story before, but when my ex-wife found out that she was pregnant, we were living in a two-bedroom home, so we already had a room that could be the nursery, but that was the room that I also used for all my toys that I had on the shelf. And I had an extra bed in there, but nobody ever slept in there. And I had TV in there so I could go in there and watch TV if she was watching something in the other room that I didn't want to watch. And because back in those days, there was no DVR. And so, you know, it was just kind of like it was kind of like my hangout room. It's where the litter box was for the cats, all that stuff. And she wanted to get that room turned into the nursery pretty much right away. And I was like, yeah, we've got time. And we were like a month out from him being born, maybe two. And then finally one day when she was at work, I was like, all right, I guess I'll do it. And then I just did it. You know, it wasn't a little bit at a time. It was just like, get out of my way. I'm doing the whole thing. And that's kind of how my mind works. You know, like I'll procrastinate. But then when the time comes to actually do it, it's got to be my whole focus. So maybe I can do that while other people are taking time off. And speaking of which, Barry is off today. Brian Thomas will be in for him later. Barry uses every single minute of vacation time that he gets, wisely so. He's not like me, hanging out here and saying, well, I guess I'll call this a vacation day so I don't have to do anything, but still here. I'm insane. Don't be like me. Take advantage of your time off. Enjoy it. Recharge. If I go home, I got to spend it with the cat and he doesn't like me very much. I'm just kidding. He loves me. 508-996-0500. He loves me until he's done with me and then he attacks me. We've got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. And welcome back in, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM. Oh, sorry. There we go. Now you're on WBSM.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. That music will shake you up in the morning.
That's nice.
Yeah, that was nice. There was something I called about, but before that, what's the matter? The little boy's not taking a liking to you? Did I hear you say that?
Oh, no. He loves me, but then when he's done with me, he'll just attack me.
Oh, yeah. Lately, when I give Stella her belly rub, I don't know, she tries to scratch me. I don't know why. She always loved it. I don't know what's going on.
Well, usually if that happens, there's something that's sore or something.
She's not hurt in any way. I don't understand that. Now, I heard you say something, because you weren't in Friday, but then I think I heard you, I could be hearing things. I'm all in different rooms here. But did I hear you say you went to court?
I did.
That's why you didn't come in. So what was court about?
Well, just finally got divorced.
Well, that's it. And you were there for that? I didn't even know you had to show up.
I guess we had some discrepancies on the paperwork. So they wanted to have us come in so they could, you know, have us each say, yeah, we don't want. It was just silly stuff. Like we didn't put that we were denying each other's health insurance. Like I don't need to be on her. She doesn't need to be on mine. We each have our own.
Oh.
Like that kind of stuff. So it was just, it's funny because we did the paperwork together. Like she came here, we sat down, we did it together. Like everything's amicable. Like nobody was going after anything. It was totally easy.
No. You're still friends.
And it was just, you know, we just didn't do it right. So we had to go sit there and initial everything when the guy wrote it all in. And then the judge said, you good with it? You good with it? Okay, you can go. Basically.
So how long generally does a divorce take nowadays? I don't even know. Months? A year? How long is it?
When she put in the paperwork, See, the problem was we just didn't do it. Like, that was the thing. Because, yeah, there's all these things. Like, if you have a kid under 18, you have to take these classes. We're like, why do we have to take classes? Like, we've got to figure it out. Like, we'll just wait. So we just waited and dragged it out. And then once she finally put it in, like, within a week, we got a date. Mm. And then that date was only a couple weeks away. And then they said it'll take about, I think they said it can take up to 90 days to get the paper in the mail now.
And you got to take classes you got to pay for, no doubt. Is that right?
I don't know. It was a parenting class they said you had to take, and we're like, we don't need that. He's already almost 18 at that time. Yeah.
What is he, 20?
He's 20 now, yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, that's crazy. Okay, the thing that disturbs you now, this is the reason I called in. And this has been going on for a long, long time. Now, the other day, I was in the store. It was Walmart in Dartmouth. I was looking, not on purpose. I just was walking around the store doing things, and I happened to go right through the toy department. Why did they do this? This is absolutely ridiculous. I was in the toy department looking at toys, and I saw this toy, and it's not the first time this happened because it's been bugging me for years. I might even write the toy companies a nasty email or something. I'm getting to that point. Why would they package a small little tiny toy, like in a bubble plastic, in a big cardboard, like it's like a big wrapping thing. You need a buzzsaw to open it. I don't know. The kids can't open their gift. The parents must have a hard time to open it. You know, get the buzzsaw ready. It's a big, big packaging. And in the center of it, it's a little plastic bubble and the toy's inside it like a G.I. Joe. It's not a G.I. Joe, but something small like that. And then the whole package is so hard cardboard, you couldn't... I don't even think Lou Ferrigno couldn't open it. So we're the ones that are creating garbage. This all has to go in the garbage. The kid's not going to pay with the wrapping, the thing that it's wrapped in.
Well, I know.
Why do they do that?
I know a lot of the toy packaging has come about over the years because too many toys were getting stolen right out of the package in the store. So kids would open up the package, and, you know, whether it was intentional or not, whether the kid was just trying to open it to play with it and they didn't know any better, but there was a lot of product loss. So they started making the packaging harder and harder to be able to take the things out from inside the package.
I believe that. But I mean, also now, sometimes even a grown-up can't. Have you ever bought those little, what do you call the little round batteries? Cell batteries? The round ones?
Oh, yep. Like watch batteries?
You can't get that thing open to save your life, even with the scissor. You cut it all the way down to the nitty-gritty, and you still can't get it open. Now, I can understand them about stealing that, but those little packages with those batteries are so small, that's easy to steal. You can walk out with it in your hand. But I can't open that doggone. I go to hell to open it. It's crazy. And the other day, because I'm sorry, I know you were going to say something. Go ahead.
Well, I'll say the thing that gets me is anything that has like those plastic rings around it to hold it to the cardboard package.
Yes.
But you have to cut them, not the ones that you can just like untie.
Monotonous, and I don't know, maybe I'm just getting too old, but when I want to drink something other than water or coffee once in a while, there's not many things you can drink without the sugars and stuff, but for years, every now and then, I'll get a six-pack of the diet cranberry juice. It's Ocean Spray, and it's very low carb. It's like 3 for the whole bottle. It's a small bottle. I drink a half of it sometimes, and try to get that tap open off that bottle. It never used to be like that. This past 5 or 6 months, you can't open it. I have to actually get one of those little bottle opener thingamajiggies to get it open.
Well, I can imagine, yeah.
It's not because I'm weak. They did something. They need to fix that. We just can't open it at all.
Well, hopefully they're listening and they will. I got to hold you there, though. I got to take a break here before the end. Thank you so much for the call.
Kiss your kitty.
I will. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right,
bye-bye. Right. I got to take this break. We will be right back. I don't program the commercials, okay? So if that Squatty Potty ad came on right as you were eating breakfast, that's not on me. All right, I apologize. But hey, like the book says, everybody poops, right? It's just a natural course of life. All right, we're going to be taking a break here for the news. We'll have the ABC News, and we'll have Phil Devitt with your South Coast News. On the other side of that, we can take...
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.